Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. Tonight, Destiny Arts Center, helping youth out. You know, there's been so much progress in gay rights. In the past week alone, an openly gay football player was drafted onto an NFL team. It makes me wonder if that'll finally prompt a, you know, NFL veteran player to actually come out. And a judge in Idaho, yes, Idaho and Arkansas, both ruled in favor of same-sex marriage in the past week. And so it's really easy for us older folk to think, wow, the youngsters today have it so good. No problem being gay or lesbian or bi or queer or whatever, right? Well, not really. Even here in the San Francisco Bay Area, being a queer teen is not easy. Easier than decades ago, maybe, but not easy. Tonight on Out in the Bay, a junior high school student will share with us the coming out monologue she gave on stage in Oakland last month. Her performance on stage was part of Destiny Arts Center's annual youth performance show, and it was the first time many of her friends and some of her extended family members learned of her orientation. We'll also talk with a young Destiny Arts choreographer and musician, and we'll hear some of his music, and with Destiny's artistic director, Sarah Crowell. All three of them are here in the studio with me, and they'll fill us in on the 25-year-old Performing Arts Center that helps young people face all sorts of challenges. I'm going to introduce them in a second, but first, a moment, I need your help. One of the things you might not know about Out in the Bay is that even though it's on KALW, we are an independent production. KALW provides us airtime and studio use, and we are so grateful for that. But KALW does not pay us anything to bring you great guests every year. Great guests to your ears. I worked so hard on that line. We here at Out in the Bay keep making the show happen mostly out of love, and as the cost of living keeps escalating in the Bay Area, that's not sustainable, even though we wish it were. So, we are right now in the final 2 hours of a one-day-only online giving event for gay causes. It's a national thing called Give Out Day. We didn't pick this day, believe me, and we're very close to a bonus grant based on the number of donors. So please go to our website, outinthebay.org, and click on the Give Out Day graphic. This will take you to a donate button where you can help our show. You can do it. Before, in the next 2 hours, before 9 o'clock, you can use credit card or PayPal. Our success depends on you. It only takes $10 to make a difference. The top bonus is $5,000, and if we get that, I promise we'll shut up for quite a while. So again, our website, outinthebay.org. Click on the Give Out Day graphic and keep us talking headline, outinthebay.org. Thank you. And now, you lovely young people from Destiny Arts Center. Well, most of 2 out of 3 are young. We're all young in spirit, right? Okay. Sarah Crowell is the artistic director of Destiny Arts and its youth performance company. Destiny Arts celebrates 25 years this weekend of helping young folks through all kinds of challenges. Sarah, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Princeton, who goes by the stage name Princetonation, went to a Destiny Arts youth performance company a few years ago. Still helps out with choreography from time to time, and he has launched a singing career. We'll play one of his tracks this half hour. Princeton, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
You can move in a little bit closer.
Okay.
And finally, Justine. She's a junior high school student. Came out to many friends and family members or school community on stage in a monologue performed at last month's annual youth performance company show. And she's prepared to share it with us this evening, reading it for thousands of our listeners. Thank you for doing that. Justine, thank you for being here and sharing your story.
Thanks for having me.
Before we hear your monologue, if you would please, Justine, tell us what you were going through and what prompted you to write it. What was there particular things you were struggling with?
Well, I was dealing with suicidal thoughts. And I just wanted, like, writing is kind of like my tool. And I just wanted to let it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to read it now, or do you want to talk a little bit more about it first? Or,
well, I performed it in front of my friends and family members and people from the community. Yeah.
So do you want to go ahead and read it right now? Do you want to calm down first? We can talk to Princeton for a little bit, and we'll come back. Is that good? Okay. So, Princeton, tell me how you happened to be, what was your involvement with Destiny Arts? You were involved there. You were in the youth program a little while ago?
Yeah. I found Destiny in my senior year of high school in 2007. And I've been working with Sarah and Rashidi, and back then it was Simone. I've been working with them till this date, and I mean, it's ever been a life-changing experience for me. I never regret any moment working with Destiny because of them. They've helped me become who I am.
Well, were there particular struggles that you were having when you came to Destiny?
Oh yeah, I think that was the year I came out, or the year before, and it was just still kind of, you know, it was still new to me, you know, just being open and out. And I've always wanted to be a singer, but I never knew how to channel it artistically, you know, because I was so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm pretty gay. You know, people know me. I'm the definition of gay. But, I mean, I'm proud. I love myself. I just didn't know how to really channel it artistically, especially mm-hmm. in pop culture nowadays. But it's changing, you know.
Well, when we spoke on the phone, I guess it was last weekend, and you said that there's so few in the R&B world, especially, or pop, very few gay artists, if any.
Yeah, there's very few. I mean, there's a bunch, but openly mm-hmm. gay, I mean, that's another story. And I just, you know, I want it to be organic. I want a person to just fall in this industry organically themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of awkward when you see all these big artists all of a sudden coming out and you're like, oh, you kind of cheated there. But, you know, it's cool. You know, it's cool. But I don't know. I have a whole idea on, you know, gay artistry. Or it's not even gay art. It's just, I'm just so happy to be gay.
And then you can sing, you're singing songs now where you don't have to hide the pronouns. You can just sing them naturally and not mm-hmm. have to feel like you have to, you know, code it or something like that.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of foolish. It's kind of awkward, you know? Like, we all know I'm gay. Like, why filter it, you know? Why, just be real and just, and I mean, if you don't like it, I mean, it's for obvious reasons because these songs are good. Don't play.
Well, when you were younger, did you feel a lot of, you know, did you feel, you know, I don't know, threatened? If you were being yourself, did you feel there were reasons that you had to, you know, keep yourself hidden?
Yeah. I mean, it was more so I had to obtain, like, respect from, you know, my family and, you know, close friends. I think we all worry about how other people view us yeah. or yourself. And you, the older you get, the more you just realize, ugh, mm-hmm. you realize how everybody follows a pattern of what other people do. It's never a decision based on their own reality. So, I mean, I think that's why I'm so kind of where I am mentally and I guess career-wise, with the choices I've made being an openly gay singer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, Sarah, tell me about how does the Destiny Arts youth performance program work? Or Destiny Arts in general? I mean, I don't know how big the youth performance program is part of it. Just to let you know, I went to the show about 2 years ago. I didn't see this year's show. But I went to the show a couple of years ago, and I was really impressed by how much these youngsters, young people were dealing with real issues. And because a friend of mine said, oh, you should come to this. It's really good. By the way, the dancing was fantastic. I was really, really impressed by the dancing. But, you know, the particular show I saw opened with these two kids sort of acting out their parents' marital troubles and how that affected them. And that's like, wow, that's pretty real, all right. So I'm sorry, I did this whole monologue now, and
no, it's fine.
I asked you a question.
Yeah, well, it's. I'm glad that you got to see a show because it sort of gives you some context. And Destiny Arts Center is an organization that's been around, like you said, for 25 years. And Destiny stands for De-Escalation Skills Training, Inspiring Nonviolence in Youth.
Wow, okay.
And we started off as a small martial arts center, and the basis of the organization was two martial artists that came from a women's martial arts school started the school, and they started a youth program, the women's martial arts school, that then became co-ed, is called Hand to Hand Self-Defense Center, and it's based still in Oakland in its original space. Kate Hobbs and Anthony Daniels were the two founders of the program, and their basis was create an environment where kids could feel safe and develop skills to feel safe in their homes, in their schools, and in their communities. And then they brought me in as a dancer and a choreographer and a teacher of young people. And they were like, we like what you've got, and we want some dance here because we want to make sure that young people come off the street and get the skills that they need to be safe. And hip-hop had just, this was 24 years ago when I began at the center, and hip-hop had just become a classroom art. And so to get kids to come and do hip-hop classes was sometimes an easier sell than a martial arts class, but we were giving them the skills to be safe. So we have Warriors, Peaceful Warriors Code, where we learn sort of the basics of what it's like, you know, the ethics of being a human being and a martial artist and an artist in the world. And then we also have the Five Fingers of Violence Prevention, and those are basic self-defense skills and really practical skills. Like, how do you deal with, you know, conflict where you can, maybe you can't talk it out. We want to give you talking skills. We want to give you awareness skills. We want to give you every skill that you can before you have to fight. But if you have to fight, and the fourth finger of violence prevention is use your fighting skills, but only if you have to. If you have to fight, we want to give you those skills so that you can get out of a situation and be safe and help your family if you need to. So the Destiny of Tooth Performance Company is a very small piece, a very visible sort of public arm of the Destiny Art Center programs. We have programs at our center, and we just bought last summer, for the first time, we own our own building. It's a 7,500 square foot, gorgeous space in North Oakland. Yeah, and we got it. Blood, sweat, and tears for the last 10 years. Much of the 25 years we've wanted a permanent space, but for the last 10 years, we've really been working on it, and we got our new space. And so we have programs there, weekend, summer, and after-school programs there in dance, martial arts, theater, and self-defense and conflict resolution for kids from 3 all the way to 18.
Wow.
And then we have programs right now in 25 public schools, mostly in Oakland, but also in El Cerrito, Richmond, and Berkeley. And we'll also be in Hayward and possibly in San Francisco. We're having programs at the Alameda Juvenile Justice facilities. And so we have programs not only at our community arts center, which we love keeping small and intimate so that kids can really feel safe being who they are at our space. It's really important to us, and it's built into our values and into our curriculum. And we also really want to touch as many young people as we can in their school. So we're in elementary, middle, and high schools.
You mentioned just a second ago conflict resolution for kids all the way from 3 to 18. How do you teach conflict resolution for a 3-year-old?
That's a great question. Well, the five fingers of violence prevention are really applicable for all ages. The first finger is use your head. So use your brain, use your senses, use your gut. And so we're teaching little ones, 3 years old, to understand their intuition and to look out for, is there something that could be dangerous in their environment? Is there something that, do they have a weird feeling about somebody? Are there, you know, somebody have alcohol in their breath? And who are the trusted people that they can talk to? And then,
so the very basic step of that foundation of that is trust your instincts.
Exactly.
Trust your own feelings.
Exactly. And that starts from day one, whether you're 3 or 18 when you walk through the doors at Destiny's. How do you trust your instincts? And how do you trust, you know, your awareness skills and develop them, continue to develop them? Mm-hmm. And then the second finger of violence prevention is use your voice. And that's, if you're in a dangerous situation, you yell, you scream, you don't shut down. You don't shut down your voice. Mm-hmm. And we give kids opportunities to use their voice in that way. And use your voice by, you know, the young people that are sitting here with me today are part of our teen performance company, and they speak their truth in front of audiences. That's one way to use your voice.
Right.
Another way is to use conflict resolution skills. Now, 3-year-olds have a different perspective on conflict resolution. So somebody's messing with you, you know, you're using I statements, you're mirroring back what people are saying. That it may be different for a teenager than it is for a 3-year-old. But it's like, how do you use your words instead of hitting somebody? How can you use your last resort is using your fists or your, you know, hands to hit or hurt somebody. But how can you use your words to solve a problem? And that can start at 3, and it goes all the way into adulthood.
Okay. So how do tell me, I want to know more about the youth performance series.
Absolutely.
One of the things that Princeton told me, and I've had other friends told me, and I saw from witnessing it a couple of years ago, that you have a way of, first of all, these stories are written by the kids mostly, and they're kind of, you weave them together, but it's you were really hearing from you know, these kids about what they want to say and what's important in their lives. How do you bring this out of them? What do you do, or how does that process evolve? Or...
Well, that's a great question. I started with Kate Hobbs, our founder, the Destiny Arts Youth Performance Company, 21 years ago, and we've really developed, I wrote a book about this process. There have been two documentaries done about the process of creating these original shows that we do every year. It's a very intensive, rigorous, intimate process where we do, like, safety building inside the group. Well, we audition the group, and we choose about 20 kids per year. And then we do rigorous training in theater and dance alongside creating safety inside the group. So we do that in rehearsal times, and we rehearse in the beginning 6 hours a week, and then it expands before the show time to sometimes 20 hours a week for about a month, just before show happens. We take them on retreat, and we do a lot of group building in nature. We do hikes, that kind of stuff, just to build the group. And then we start eliciting content by doing brainstorms and free writes. And then we have a script writing group that works on the script, that, like, a smaller subset of the company that meets additionally beyond the six-hour week rehearsal schedule. And because we start with creating safety in the group, the stories start to come. And one of our exercises that's sort of basis of the safety building and the storytelling is the If You Really Knew Me exercise. And that's done in circle. So we create a safe space in the circle. And then each person goes around and says, if you really knew me, you would know, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. And we start light. We start with easy stuff, not so intimate. And then slowly the spiral happens into more deep storytelling. Mm-hmm. And then the willingness of the group expands. Like, how willing are they to tell their stories?
It's trust.
It's building trust, exactly. Mm-hmm. And Justine, who it's still really emotional for her to talk about the monologue that she wrote, but she came to me and said, you know what? I just came out. I'm really struggling with it. I'm having suicidal thoughts. I want to write this story down. I want to tell the story about coming out. I wrote something, and I said, good, she was 12 at the time and just about to turn 13. And I said, well, I don't know if I want a 12-year-old being that vulnerable in front of that many audience members. Let's talk about it with your family, her mother. Let's talk about it more. I rewrote it with her. We kind of collaborated on the monologue, so it ended on a high note instead of on a hard note, because I said, if you're going to repeat this over and over again, I want it to be an affirmation of who you are. I want it to be an affirmation of the community that you come from, which is extremely accepting. Like, when she walks in at Destiny, she knows that she's going to be accepted by the staff and the families there. And if the students are tripping and working through whatever their homophobia is, because we all have our stuff, that we're going to address it directly with our students and in a loving, compassionate way. Right. Because to me, if you approach issues that are hard, like racism and sexism and homophobia, if you approach them with kindness and compassion and fierceness that and honesty and authenticity, then things can shift and change. And so Justine and I kind of grabbed hands together and created this work, and she got bold and did it and choked and cried through the first times that she did the monologue, but she did it. And that's I'm right. really proud of the work that she's done with it. And she's done it in front of about 3,000 people so far.
That's amazing.
It's amazing how young she is. Like, she's so young. And I was telling her earlier, I came out at 16 just to my friends, you know? Mm-hmm. It was very, like... You know, it's just one of those things, you know, anybody who's ever came out, it's very scary.
Sure.
It's a trust thing. And the fact that she's doing it at such a young age just shows the possibilities and the strength and the community that she's in, the generation that she's going to be in the younger generation. It's just like, it's only getting better. And I tell her, you know, I'm going to tell you every time I see you, I'm very proud of her. Like, she's really awesome.
Justine, how are you feeling? Do you want to give it a go? Or?
Yes.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. I really do.
Come on, girl. You got this.
My name is Justine. I'm 13 years old. I'm a girl. And I'm gay. Yes, you heard me right. My closet was shut for 11 years. And sometimes I wish I hadn't opened it up. Coming out changed me completely. My closest friends accept me, but a lot of people make me wish that I kept the door shut. For a while, I thought ending it all was the only way to stop the feelings. I just wanted the feelings to go away. But I was trying to find a way to change who I was born to be. Me.
Wow. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's amazing. What can I ask you, what kind of, you know, after you performed that, what kind of reactions did you get from people?
Well, I got applause, like, and, like, then I'm in the junior company. It's like 7 to 12 year olds, mm-hmm. but I just turned 13.
Right.
And so when I went backstage, everybody gave me a hug, like the backstage manager had like to like shoo them away because like there's an act that was going on and someone needed to go through, so it was
It's like the perfect segue to go into senior company. You know? It's like, oh, good for you, girl.
Yeah. I want to thank you for sharing that. I could tell it was difficult, and I really appreciate your courage. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but I do want to play Princeton's song, which I said I would, and I really want to hear it. So you're listening to Out in the Bay, by the way. My guests are Justine and Princeton Nation from Destiny Arts Center and also Sarah Crowell, the artistic director. So just briefly, Princeton, if you can tell me what the song is about. It's
The song, it was about, you know, just take the world. It's at your feet. You know, the world is literally yours. You know, you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. Just be brave. You know, you just have to want it. You have to want to be great. You have to want to soar and just jump. Because if you don't jump, you won't know if you fly.
Okay,
I know that's very corny, but it's artsy. You know. It's artsy.
All right, let's hear it. This is
It's written by my friend Dominique Jones. She's amazing. And I collaborated with her, and she's amazing. She actually has a show this weekend at the Parliament. Check her out. Downtown Oakland.
Okay.
She's awesome.
What night is that?
That's a Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday.
Okay, here's a Princeton Nation singing The World Is Yours.
Do you wanna be brave and touch the sky? The night is yours to transform. Things are gonna change overnight, yeah. The strangest feeling, the ship that was sinking is gonna start to fly. The world in the palm, light in the eyes. The night is young, it seems my time is coming. The stars are rise. And every tear, and every roadblock has brought me here. They said that they were ahead of me. We'll never shake us, I'm flawless with all these melodies.
That's Princeton Nation singing The World Is Yours. He's one of my guests here on Out in the Bay, along with Justine and Sarah Crowell, Artistic Director of Destiny Arts Center in Oakland. That was awesome. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Sarah, if you could tell me what about this weekend celebration coming up for the 25th anniversary.
Absolutely. Well, it's our 25th anniversary year, ending the closing of our 25th anniversary year, and we're having our big blowout gala happening this Saturday, May 17th. There's a VIP reception that starts at 5:30 and then general reception at 6:30 with fabulous performances by our young people, including some aerial dance, some hip hop, some theater, and some martial arts. And then there's an amazing dinner by Oakland local restaurants that are amazing. And then a fabulous dance party that's happening. DJ Sake One is going to be DJing. And there are two dance companies, The Embodiment Project and Mixed Ingredients, that will be performing at our after party from 9 to midnight. And you can get tickets. The gala is almost sold out. So if you're desperate for the gala, quickly go to our website to get tickets.
DestinyArts.org.
DestinyArts.org. And also the after party, we still have tickets available. Again, check out our website, www.destinyarts.org, for tickets to our 25th anniversary gala. It's going to be an amazing event.
Tell me where it is again. Did you say the street?
Yes, it's entering on 967 Stanford in North Oakland.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. And that's where the new center is, so people can check it out.
Yes, absolutely. It's a reveal of the fabulous space.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I want to thank you all for being here. By the way, I forgot to say, Princeton Nation, you can find his stuff on SoundCloud. What's your SoundCloud site?
Yeah, SoundCloud.com/Princeton Nation. One N in the middle. Nation, like, in Princeton is like one.
You know, that's
word.
A play on words in so many ways.
Yeah,
and I looked at it and I thought,
super awesome.
Prince Tonation.
It's so, like, many play on words. it's supposed to mean that we're all one. You know, I don't want to separate a nation versus myself. It's like we're just one. We all the same.
Right on.
Any final thoughts from you, Justine?
I want to give a shout out to the Destiny Arts Youth Performance Company for letting me do my monologue for them. So, thanks.
Yeah, you're fantastic. Awesome. I hope you're going to be there again next year and I'll get to see you perform.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be there. Fantastic. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I want to thank our listeners for listening, and I want to have to give you one little last plug. We are very close. I think I told you at the top of the hour. It just so happens that today is National Give Out Day, which is a one-day only thing, online giving day for LGBT causes. And we are a nonprofit affiliated with Media Alliance. We are not a staff production of KALW. So right now is the time for you to go to our website, outinthebay.org, and make a donation. It's a competition for the number of donations. We are just barely out of third place, and we could get $1,000, which we could sorely need to pay our wonderful intern, Nora El-Maliki, who's right here in the studio. Thank you.
She got me a cup of water. Pay ourselves a little pittance.
She did. And then, so outinthebay.org, it's the number of donations. It's not the amount of money. So anything you can give. We've got less than 2 hours, about an hour and a half, actually, just by 9 o'clock, that's when it ends, because it ends at midnight East Coast time. So if you're in the Castro neighborhood, drop by Last Call on 18th Street near Noe tonight. Marilyn's down there right now. They're hosting a happy hour for us. You can donate there in person, or you can donate in advance at outinthebay.org. Show them your receipt for a drink special and a raffle entry. I'll be there by 8 o'clock. I'd love to meet you. But one way or the other, please chip in before 9 p.m. Hit the Give Out Day logo on our website, outinthebay.org. It's huge. You can't miss it. Outinthebay.org. The Give Out Day logo, and it'll lead you through it. I'm Eric Jansen. For Marilyn Pittman and Nora El-Maliki, thank you so much. Out in the Bay is an independent production produced by me and Marilyn Pittman and Nora El-Maliki. We thank KLW for studio use and airtime, and tonight's engineer, Joanne Marr. If you want free podcasts, the Stitcher app you can download to hear us on your phone, all kinds of other goodies, and a chance to donate in the last hour and a half before 9 o'clock, it's outinthebay.org. Thank you so much. Thank you.